My name's Fred Case. I, along with Eric Gregney, put together a photograph book called When the Stones Came to Town. Eric is a known writer here in Minneapolis. He asked me if I was willing to put together my photograph collection that I'd been telling him about for 40 years and he really had never seen, at which time I went, that means I have to find the negatives, because they'd just been stuffed in totes and carried from one place to another. And I eventually found about 80% of them and gave proof sheets to the Minnesota Historical Society. They chose out of those for this book. I went to the Guthrie to see James Taylor. Thought it'd be a good time to start taking pictures. And I just walked up to the stage and crouched down and started taking pictures with really nobody stopping me. I was at an early age of doing things like this, about 1970. The promoter, Sue Weil, who worked for the Walker and promoted these musical events at the Guthrie, offered me a job taking pictures.
Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days.
I had a really great time with the Faces when they played the Depot or Uncle Sam's or First Avenue or Greyhound Bus Station, all the same place. But it was my first real friendly rapport with rock stars, as of course they later became, Rod Stewart going on to do his own thing, and Ron Wood jumping from there to Jeff Beck and on to the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones, of course, would have been the premier one. Keith Richards sent around after the show a roadie to take me backstage and spend a week with them running around taking pictures. Of course, we were all hippies. You know, I had long hair, big beard. I have to admit that the pictures are pretty good and the stories that go along with them are pretty unusual to be found in a book of photographs. Linda Ronstadt, she was at the Minneapolis Auditorium with Stone Ponies. She was just so sweet. I sat front row center and a tambourine and long hair, and her voice was just so golden. It was unbelievable. And then to find out that she was the same age as I was, backstage, that she was more than willing to talk. It was really a long-lasting meet that I had with her.
You and I cobbled to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the
My key, I would say, to getting good photos is I watched the performers from beginning to end through the eyepiece of the camera. I'd go through three, maybe five rolls of film on doing somebody. In the case of Mick Jagger, you just kept pushing the button. You'd get these instantaneous moments of him without mic to mouth, arms outstretched, yelling at the audience. That doesn't last for minutes. You got to be watching like a movie camera, adjusting as everything changes all the time. They captured a moment where if you blinked in the audience, you wouldn't see him. Peter Townsend, 3 feet in the air, that's in this book too, doing the big windmill and those split-second photographs. Keith Moon as a blur, the drummer for The Who, he's just moving all the time. I have to remind people that all this that I've been talking about, you probably can't do it today. Just getting that close to the stars takes permission. and there really was no security at the shows. At Linda Ronstadt's show, there were no cops patrolling, no fence. There was a gap of 5 feet between my front row and the stage. It seemed really open. Mick Jagger. We talked about all the girls throwing underwear at him on stage. I'm standing there in the aisle, you know, looking at the projectiles coming out of the center of the aisle, and it's all this nylon silky stuff. And I'm going, my God, are they taking off their bloomers in the front row? And they could have been. He just laughed. That was his response to just about everything I said to him. It was laughter. I was in my 20s. I'm 74 now, going on 75. Wild times.